This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
They come thundering over the hills, down in the valleys, and along the ocean. Huddled in our little village, we can see the dust rising on the horizon. A cinema cast of thousands, and here they will stop. What do they want from us? Do we grab the women and children and run? Not exactly. This invasive species comes with gold in their pockets, and they want to give it to us. They are the tourists. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Matthew Chittister, city manager for Half Moon Bay. Welcome, Matthew.
Thanks for having me today.
There's been a lot of recent press about the coastside and what it's going to do to handle the numbers of people that come to visit. Setting aside the Pumpkin Festival, just what are those numbers and how are they arrived at?
Yeah, and what a great day to be asking this. If you've been out on Main Street today, it is very busy. A lot of traffic driving into town on Highway 1 came from meetings earlier, and it's good. It's good for the coast. You're looking for data, and I have to shout out our Coastside Chamber of Commerce and our Downtown Association, who we work with to make sure we understand what's going out in the community, especially around tourism. Working with the Chamber, we have access to some really great data sets that are AI-driven and look at cell phone data and credit card data to help us really hone in on how many people really do come to the coast. And then, of course, our businesses let us know through their own experiences. We estimate that we get about 1.8 million visits per year. That usually is created by about 580,000 unique visitors. That means they're coming more than once.
Yeah,
we get people that come here and want to keep coming back.
That's too many people to sit on the corner out there with a clicker, huh?
Yeah. We gave up on that when I got carpal tunnel syndrome. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Now, of course, the Pumpkin Festival is the big one. For locals, we either leave town or shelter in place. How many visitors actually come to see the squashes?
You know, it's funny. Over the years, we've heard, you know, numbers from a variety of sources. You know, 500,000 people come. With the data, it's really nice to really understand it. So right now, the last couple of years, they've had about 70,000 people attend between the 2 days. So about 30,000 per day. It skews a little heavier on Saturday. Less people come on Sunday. But it's a great event. We hope that that kind of visit number translates to visits to our businesses, stays in our hotels, those visits that bring in tax revenue and boost the economy for our small businesses here.
It seems like I have 1 million people come.
You know, it doesn't take a lot for us to feel like the whole world is here, doesn't it?
Traffic. A word with 7 letters, although sometimes we feel like it's only got 4. Now, people come from the north, the south, the east. The only reason they don't come from the west is we have the ocean there. What is currently in place to deal with the traffic as it comes in, independent of the people?
Of course, understanding the coastside is important. You know, we're in Half Moon Bay. I'm the city manager of Half Moon Bay, but I grew up in the unincorporated mid-coast. And we're a unique community with a lot of different jurisdictional authority. So, of course, Half Moon Bay is governed by the city of Half Moon Bay. If you go north of Half Moon Bay, you're in Miramar and El Granada and Moss Beach, Montero. That's all unincorporated San Mateo County, and they're serviced by the County of San Mateo. And same as you go south, you know, down the coast through Pescadero and San Gregorio and those areas and heading east. And then our main roads are state highways. And so the city, the county, the state, We all have to work together to manage traffic, to manage the challenges that come with traffic, and to make sure we're taking care of the coast and making it a place where people want to live and spend their lives here.
Okay, so now the tourist is here, in truth, our very desired economic guest. They've arrived. Where do they park now, and where are they going to park in the future?
And that really depends on who the tourists are. You know, our main draw is our beaches. Hot day, over the hill. We use the East Bay as our litmus test. If the East Bay gets into the 90s, we expect traffic here, and that's great. It's a great place to cool off, come over and enjoy nature and our beaches. And that's where a lot of people go. And of course, the beaches, there's a lot of parking set aside for those, whether it's the state parks who have several parking lots up and down the coast. The city owns some beaches. And then as you go into the unincorporated areas, the Harbor District and the county have some spaces for people to park. As all of us know here on the coast, those spaces tend to run out on the warmest of days and people start getting creative. And that's where that coordination between all the different jurisdictions is important. People want to park on public streets, and we want to make sure that when they're doing that, they're obeying the law, they're being respectful of our residents and our neighbors. It's something we work on really hard throughout the year, but especially during the warm summer months.
Of course, we wish they would leave just footprints in the sand, but there is trash. Who manages that?
And again, it depends on where you're at. One of the things we want people to do after they visit the beaches is come to our beautiful downtown. Visit our businesses, visit our restaurants. Heck, even go down to the harbor and visit the businesses there. We just want them to leave some economic impact behind on the coast. But inevitably, we find that people tend to leave things behind, whether it's camping chairs that they don't want to carry up the bluffs, a tent, folding tables. It's amazing to me what people will buy, come and use, and walk away from. And so we've worked really hard over the years to collaborate with our partners and make sure that we're addressing these issues. First and foremost, it starts with making sure that we have enough trash facilities at our beaches. And Midcoast Community Council thinks about these things. The Grenada Community Services District has cans near the beaches in their areas, trying to make sure that people have the opportunity to do the right thing. And then when people don't, we start with our maintenance staff. The Harbor District has their staff, and we have to go in and we have to clean up. And then, of course, we have such an incredible partnership with Abundant Grace Coastside Worker. Many people know them for their work with our unhoused residents and helping them find jobs, find work, and start to build themselves back to self-reliance. And several years ago, one of our really creative staff pitched an idea that's become a staple program, which is the Coastside Clean Team, where the city actually contracts with Abundant Grace. And 3 days a week, they send crews down to our beaches to just take a patrol, kind of sweep the beach and pull out the garbage, the cigarette butts. You know, we don't allow fires, but inevitably those happen, and they'll help get those under control. I think it's just been really beautiful. The beaches look great. The community notices, and they're really appreciative. It allows our staff to focus on other tasks, and it gives these folks an opportunity to do some meaningful work in the community, which is great.
In addition, of course, we deal with safety and security. How does the city coordinate with the sheriff's department?
As you know, the city used to have its own police department, and that changed about 15 years ago, and we have a great partnership with the sheriff, who now patrols the entire coast. And so I work really closely with our coastside captain. Speaking of the topics today, you know, one of the things we do every year in March and April is we sit down with them and Coastside Fire and other agencies and say, okay, the crowds are going to start coming out. Graduation parties are going to start showing up at the beaches. How do we be ahead of those things so that we can address them and make sure they have the minimal impact we can on the neighborhoods? It's a proactive approach. And then, of course, you know, we have lots of neighbors that are eyes and ears that aren't afraid to make those calls and get the sheriff out to address some issues. And, you know, we have great deputies that like being here, and they know the community, and they know where to look, okay, the hot spots.
You had mentioned Abundant Grace. Are there other organizations, local organizations, that are involved with the tourist issue?
When you talk about the cleaning, of course, Sea Hugger is a great local nonprofit that organizes beach cleanups, and they have a lot of focus on microplastics, keeping the beaches clean, not just aesthetically, but really to keep wildlife in our oceans clean as well. The Pacific Beach Coalition, which started in Pacifica but has grown here in Half Moon Bay, they also organize a lot of beach cleanup. There's many others, Surf Rider and others, that do this, and it's great. You know, people that live here and even people that visit here, they love having a part of keeping it beautiful and keeping it special. That's important.
And even if you're not in one of those organizations, as we all know, we have the opportunity to donate to them, to help support them, which is now turning around and helping keep our community ready for all the tourists.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Coastside Gives is a great way to do that. Also mention, though, we've got some really great community members that, as part of their daily routine, they take a garbage bag and they take their stroll on the beach and they leave it cleaner than it was when they got there and they didn't make the mess. We really take ownership in this community, and it's really exciting to see.
What sources are there for locals to get information about how tourism is managed? We have this short interview, but where can they go to find more information?
Sure. I'd say the two main sources, of course, would be first and foremost our Chamber of Commerce. A lot of people don't know this, but our chamber works really closely with the city as a partner. They actually manage what we call the Hotel Business Improvement District, where the hotel taxes its own tenants or its own guests and uses that money to promote tourism activities here on the coast and deal with some of the impacts of tourism. And the chamber manages that on behalf of the city. The chamber also recently received a welcome center designation from Visit California. Not a lot of these centers here in California. It was a huge lift. Again, shout out to Kristalyn, who decided this was going to be an important thing for us, and she saw it through. And we're really excited that we'll be doing some sort of an event in the near future to make it official. And that will bring additional funding to support the city and bring in the right kind of tourists that come and make an economic impact on the community. We also have staff at the city. We have a division called the Economic and Community Vitality Division that works with me. And they work with the chamber, with our downtown association, with the businesses and with the hotels to really promote what I would say responsible tourism. Not just people coming and leaving a mess behind or causing challenges for us, but people who love the coast, want to respect it, and want to make that economic impact that makes all of the services we provide possible.
Sounds like we're prepared for this year.
We are. There's always surprises. You know, again, as I said, the community can be our eyes and ears. So if people see something that concerns them, they have ideas on how we can manage things better, we are all ears. We just want to make the community a great place for people to live. And part of that means we welcome the visitors that come in and support our local businesses.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and wish you and your staff abundant patience when the crowds actually start to come.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My guest today has been Matthew Chittister, City Manager for Half Moon Bay.
Walk right in, set right down.
Tourism comes like seeds blowing in the wind, and we have to prepare our land to enjoy a bountiful harvest. Offer them a smile to come on in and sit right down. Point them in the right direction for the shops. Recommend a restaurant. After all, they are our guests. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Daddy, let your mind go along.
KHMB contributor Bill Wood with our feature story of the week. You know it's summertime when that never-ending line of cars descends down Highway 92 to our beautiful coastside. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And now let us transcend to another time. Get ready for a ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. We are going back to the year 1991. This is your hometown community station, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
You're listening to KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Your voice on the Coastside. This program is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, proudly serving the San Mateo County, Mid-Coast, and beyond. Established in 1975, Tri-Counties Bank has more than 75 locations throughout California, including their Half Moon Bay branch, located at 756 Main Street. As California's local bank, Tri-Counties Bank full-service banking philosophy includes tailored financial solutions to meet the needs of residents clients and local businesses. Their products and services rival those offered by larger banks, but with the flexibility and superior local service you deserve. It's all part of their commitment to provide an exceptional service through a unique come-to-you style of relationship banking built to last for years. Tri-Counties Bank is a proud partner of KHMB, a nonprofit dedicated to serving our community's needs. Member FDIC.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1991. We are turning the dials on the KHMB Time Machine back 34 years to July 1991. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, drinking blamed in Highway 1 pileup, a Half Moon Bay man suspected of drunk driving slammed into the rear of another car causing a four-car accident on Highway 1. The driver allegedly failed to notice that traffic had been halted on the road. And beach closure planned during fireworks show. In an effort to cut down on illegal fireworks, fights, and injuries, spectators will not be allowed on Surfers Beach during this year's July 4th fireworks display at Pillar Point Harbor. Officers from the CHP and local law enforcement will patrol the area. A new school urge by 1995. The Coastside needs a fifth elementary school to be constructed by 1995, according to a report prepared by Parents Advisory Group. The group said they estimated that 550 students is the optimum number for an elementary school because the students are able to feel a sense of community. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. There's a new little shopping opportunity heading to town in a most unique setting. The downstairs of my double-decker bus at the pub will be converted into a California vintage shop. At first, it will only be open on weekends. To access the bus, you'll just need to go outside the door into the barrel garden and then up the steps into the double-decker bus. Agnes, who many of you know from the pub, and my daughter Charlotte, who is now my weekend busser, will be setting it up soon. We're all excited and rounding up goods. My mom and friends have many vintage items to spare, so I think you'll find some real treasures. Apparently, vintage goods are making a real comeback, even amongst the younger set. The 10 most sought-after items are primitive kitchen items, vintage lithographs, paintings, antique quilts, vintage religious artwork, mix-and-matched vintage cups and saucers, vintage area rugs, old coffee tins, breadboards, cabbageware, whatever that is, and old jewelry. Exciting project for us, so keep calm and vintage on. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1991, major events making news in 1991. Here in the Bay Area, fires in the hills of Oakland burn thousands of homes and kills 25. 70 tornadoes break out in central United States, killing 17. And the Dow Jones average tops 3,000 for the first time. Following the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, United Nations coalition forces bomb Iraqi forces, forcing them out of Kuwait. Technology advances include the airbag and the introduction of the web browser. Cost of living in 1991, a new house is $120,000 on average yearly income of $29,500. Filling your tank will cost $1.12 a gallon. Bacon and eggs. Bacon is $1.95 a pound, and eggs are 85 cents a dozen. A wide range of popular films from Silence of the Lambs, Backdraft, to The Addams Family, and Hook. On the music scene, this artist was born in Augusta, Georgia, and got her start with contemporary Christian music. But everyone knew of her by June 1991, when it hit the charts for 15 weeks, climbing to number 2. Here's Amy Grant and Every Heartbeat.
Hear me speak, what's on my
Born in New Haven, Connecticut, this adult contemporary singer-songwriter first recorded for Epic Records in 1968, but his current career started in 1987 and by 1991 has amassed a long list of hits. Here's Michael Bolton with, as we all know, Love is a Wonderful Thing. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
Summer is here, and that means lots of driving. But before you take off for that next adventure, make sure to stop by More for Less on Highway 1. Start off with a fill-up, then pack up those snacks, sodas, chips, fresh coffee, candy bars, and more. And don't forget the propane, lottery tickets, and scratchers. Easy in and easy out. Only at More for Less. Remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less. on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
An interesting topic in the news recently is anesthesia-free teeth cleaning for pets. Unless you have the most mellow of cats, this mostly pertains to dogs. I've had my dog's teeth cleaned by a vet under anesthesia, as well as by groomers anesthesia-free. The anesthesia-free cleaning generally includes scaling the teeth up to the gum line and toothbrushing. If you have your pet's teeth cleaned by a vet, they clean under the gum line like a human dentist does, as well as pulling teeth or any other procedure that may be necessary. Anesthesia-free teeth cleaning is considered cosmetic since they don't clean at the gum line. Cosmetic cleaning typically costs around $100. Veterinarians charge around $800 because the dog has to be put under. Assembly Bill 2304 would have allowed others to use scalers to clean teeth as well as vets. California lobbyist Matt Gray believes this veterinary regulation is really about interfering with commerce for personal financial gain without legitimate public policy reasoning. The veterinarians group has argued for years that dog owners risk the health of their pets by having their teeth cleaned by anyone other than a vet. Lobbyist Gray said there has not been a single case of harm that came to a dog. At a hearing before the Business Professions and Consumer Protection Committee, emotional testimony was given about a woman's ill-fated visit to an anesthesia-free teeth cleaning appointment. The cleaning, she said, was so destructive that her dog had to go to the vet and had to have several teeth removed after the vet found abscesses. The cost was $4,000. The other side of the story is that the teeth cleaning company checked the dog's teeth 2 months prior. They gave the owner a written report stating that the dog had lots of tartar and several loose teeth that may be lost. The dog's owner believes that the company should have told her that the dog had a serious condition and needed to see a vet. She feels, in spite of any warnings they gave her, the company put their desire for more business ahead of her dog's health. As you can see, there are two sides to the story. Assembly Bill 2304 failed. This means in the future you will only be able to have your vet clean your pet's teeth. Is this good or is this bad? You decide. You will be paying more money for teeth cleaning, a lot more, but you will have a more thorough and perhaps safer cleaning job done. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coast side, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
For the past 45 years, Coastside Hope has been serving the San Mateo Coastside and was recently honored as one of California's top 100 nonprofit organizations. Our primary mission has always been to serve as a safety net for our mid-coast neighbors by providing hope and the necessities to enhance each person's quality of life. In the past year alone, Coastside Hope has touched the lives of over 4,000 people and 1,000 children. Find out how you can support our community and help your neighbors. Call Coastside Hope at 726-9071. You can also go to our website at coastsidehope.org to make a donation or to get more information about our community outreach programs. We look forward to your continued support. You may always contact us for more information at 726-9071. Coastside Hope, neighbors helping neighbors.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Lately, there's been a great deal of talk about intermittent fasting, otherwise known as time-restricted eating, and how this technique helps to lose weight. But does it really work? The weight loss idea is quite appealing. Limit your eating to a period of 6 to 8 hours each day, during which you can have basically whatever you want. Studies in mice seem to support so-called time-restricted eating, a form of the popular intermittent fasting diet. Small studies of people with obesity suggested it might help shed pounds. But now, a rigorous one-year study in which people followed a low-calorie diet between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or consumed the same number of calories any time during the day has failed to find an effect. The bottom line, said Dr. Ethan Weiss, a diet researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, is there is no benefit to eating in a narrow time window. The study published on Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine was led by researchers at Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, and included 139 people with obesity. Women ate 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, and men consumed 1,500 to 1,800 calories daily. To ensure compliance, participants were required to photograph every bit of food they ate and to keep food diaries. Both groups lost weight, an average of about 14 to 18 pounds. But there was no significant difference in the amounts of weight lost with either diet strategy. There also was no significant differences in the groups in measures of waist circumference, body fat, and lean body mass. The new study is not the first to test time-restricted eating, but previous studies often were smaller, of shorter duration, and without control groups. That research tended to conclude that people lost weight by eating only during the limited period of time during the day. Dr. Weiss himself used to be a true believer in time-restricted eating and said that for 7 years he had eaten only between noon and 8 p.m. In previous research, he and his colleagues asked some of the 116 adult participants to eat three meals a day with snacks if they got hungry, and others were instructed to eat whatever they wanted between noon and 8 p.m. Participants lost small amounts of weight, an average of 2 pounds in the time-restricted eating group and 1.5 pounds in the control group, a difference which was not statistically significant. In an interview, Dr. Weiss recalled he could hardly believe the results. He asked the statisticians to analyze the data 4 times until they told him further work wouldn't change the result. "I was a devotee," he said. "This is hard for me to accept." More on this after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Barry Canty, and today we're talking about intermittent fasting, also known as time-restricted eating. Dr. Christopher Gardner, Director of Nutrition Studies at the Stanford Prevention Research Center, said he wouldn't be surprised if time-restricted eating nonetheless still worked on occasion. Almost every type of diet out there works for some people, he said. But the take-home supported by this new research is that when subjected to a properly designed and conducted study, scientific investigation, it is not any more helpful than simply reducing daily calorie intake for weight loss and other health factors. Dr. Louis Arnone, director of the Comprehensive Weight Control Center at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York, said that in his experience, some people who have trouble with calorie counting diets do better if they are told simply to eat only during limited periods of time during the day. The hypothesis behind time-restricted eating is that circadian genes that are thought to increase metabolism are turned on during daylight hours, said Dr. Caroline Eppevine, co-director of the Center for Weight Management and Wellness at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. The question for researchers, she added, if you overeat a bit during daylight hours, are you more able to burn those calories rather than store them? Dr. Eppevine said she would like to see a study that compared a group of subjects who overate all day to a time-restricted eating group of subjects who also overate. She said she would still recommend time-restricted eating to patients, even though we don't have proof. For Dr. Weiss, he said he is persuaded by his own study and said the new data reinforces conviction that time-restricted eating offers no benefit. Until next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. This week on Coastside Carousel, Meeting of Acoustic Minds. The Meeting of Acoustic Minds concert series comes to the Alpaca Barn on July 19th, featuring Taya Gerken, Mark Caron, and Mark Ostrava. The Alpaca Barn in Monterra, great concerts there. Proceeds benefit Second Harvest Food Bank. The series was created in 2015 by guitarist Mark Ostrava to bring together prominent solo musicians to share an evening of individual and collaborative music in a round-robin format. And here in the studio today with me is Mark Ostrava, musician, impresario, all around cool guy.
Ooh,
Mark,
wow.
Welcome back.
You make me feel so nice, Mike Dale.
Well, we're fellow January birthdays, so we've got to stick together.
What day is your birthday?
I'm January 13th.
Okay,
I think you're January 6th.
That's right. Good memory.
Yeah.
Good memory.
I'm much older than you, so we won't talk about that.
We don't have to hit that number, do we?
Let's talk about the 10-year anniversary of Meeting of Acoustic Minds. Tell us, go back to the beginning, how you first thought of this whole idea.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's a good question. Yeah, it was even a little bit longer than 10 years ago. I kind of started to put together these round robin, collection of musicians that I just wanted to see, you know, in the course of a night. And that started back when I was running I was the music director at the wine bar there in the harbor, and that's right where Hot Dogma is now. So quite some time ago. As it progressed, it turned into this more formal scene called Meeting of Acoustic Minds. I kind of came up with that name and it stuck. I thought it was a pretty good name, and I've been complimented on that name. I think it works pretty well. And of course, it's just my version of an acoustic round robin where you feature myself typically along with as good a musician that I can get to come out and spend the night with me. And I've had some beauties, amazing, amazing talent.
Is this the first gig for you at Alpaca Barn?
Yeah, this is the first one that I'm putting on. The first time Meeting of Acoustic Minds is being presented at the Alpaca Barn in Monterra. We're very proud of that venue, an amazing place that my good buddy Kenny Hibbets and Rich Pearsall have worked on. Fantastic venue, about 40 to 45 people. That's about all we do. And, the great aspect, as we talk, the benefit service of primarily for Second Harvest Food Bank. Every gig that is there is a benefit-based gig. So we're very happy to push that aspect forward.
I got to say, Kenny and Rich are so generous with their time and their production. And I'm wondering, is he going to record that for you?
Every one of those, it has a full recording capability. Really, really good equipment in there. And that, of course, Mr. Pearsall is involved, so you know it's going to be high quality.
Now, remember, it's a benefit for Second Harvest Food Bank. It was just released. So what I would say is get your tickets while you can.
Yeah.
If you're on the email list of livecoastmusic.com, that's great. But you can also probably probably go to the website there. We're going to play a track from each of you today, Taya, Mark Caron, and yourself. And when I last had you on the show, we talked about your album, and you have so many great songs, Sunburn in San Bruno, Swanton Song, Late Night Lover, Celtic Rain, that we talked about all of those.
Thank you.
But today you want to play Prisma for the listeners. Tell us about
Prisma
that song.
Yeah, Prisma is one of my more unique solo acoustic guitar pieces dedicated to the Prisma Creek Redwoods, just up the road from here, right in downtown Half Moon Bay. Great hiking spot, a great place of solace and calm, and, of course, beautiful redwoods.
This is Prisma Chill with Kara Sellers and Mark Kostrava on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Thank you. 100.9 FM and AM 1710 KHMB. There is Parisma with Mark Kostrava. The show brought to you each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Glad to have you along. This show by and for local artists along the coast side and the venues at which they play, which is the Alpaca Barn. I was there for a Slack Tide Current show and a couple other shows. And then when Rich puts them to digital, it's an amazing experience. Let's talk about your good friend, Taya Gherkin. Talk about their relationship and then we'll play a song from him.
Oh, yeah. Taya and I go back a ways. Taya is, very well-known fingerstyle acoustic guitarist. He was a former editor at Acoustic Guitar Magazine. He knows a lot of people, but primarily he was running the what's called Guitar Showcase up at the Bazaar Cafe in San Francisco. And I, probably 15 years ago or maybe even longer, had an opportunity, got invited to come up. And it was a version of an acoustic round robin that he was running. So I got to, get involved in that series and got to know a lot of the talent around this Bay Area is incredible, and met a lot of great musicians via Taya and the Guitar Showcase at Bazaar Cafe in San Francisco.
I want to play the song that I've had him on the show before called Vicky's Red Boots. Can you talk to that song at all?
I know it's a tribute to Vicky Genfan, who I've met before, fantastic fingerstyle acoustic guitarist, very progressive and like, wow. I don't know the red boots things.
I think he told me at the time that she loves wearing red boots on stage.
There we go.
So here it is. Imagine a beautiful guitarist in red boots, and you got it on Coastside Carousel right now, KHMB. Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Marco Strava is my guest today on Coast Side Carousel. My name is Mike Dale. Glad to have you along. And we're talking about Meeting of Acoustic Minds, another great show coming July 19th at the Alpaca Barn. You can get your tickets now. It's $40, recommended donation. And it's pretty amazing, too. When you go in the venue, there's a little stage. It's like a bungalow converted to a recording studio, if you will, and performance area. And, you know, you can bring your own alcohol, hang out, bring some appetizers if you want. Mm-hmm. And that music community in the Coast Side here, a lot of, like, your wife will bring some food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone else's wife will bring some food. Friends will come and show up.
Almost a version of a potluck, musical potluck, right?
A musical potluck. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah. Well, we're really blessed out here in the Coast Side, and we see the expansion of and the involvement of the musicians out here. And, you know, we're surrounded by great talent, and it just kind of forces everybody at hand to be a little bit better and more involved.
There's an artist that you're also featuring called Mark Caron that I never heard of before.
Oh,
tell me about him.
Wow, Mark Caron, well, he's a lead guitarist. If you see his resume, my goodness.
It's highly amazing.
Highly associated with the Grateful Dead and Rat Dog and Bob Weir. And, oh, my goodness, he's a full-time professional, been at it for years and years. He's actually lives near Taya up in Fairfax. This was the connection. I just happened to be at Taya's birthday party maybe a couple months ago, and I presented this out. I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have Mark come down, and it worked out. And oddly enough, Mark Caron used to live in Montero a very long time ago, so we have a connection, and I got a chance to meet him. Great guy, but as you see by his resume, Grateful Dead, Rat Dog, he's used to playing in front of 20,000 people.
Let's hear a track from Mark Caron now, and this is kind of going to be a taste of what you're going to feel on July 19th at Alpaca Barn. This is a little slide piece called Walk Through Fire. Enjoy it now, Coast Side Carousel. Mark Caron on KHMB.
Held on tight all my dreams, tighter to my fears, held on tightest to the time I've been burned through the years, insisting on things my way, insisting I was right, might have helped me make it through the night. Till I got the message that came down, gonna have to walk through the fire, to be down on the coast, freedom's in the fire, throw resistance on the pyre and free your soul. This growth arrived unbidden. Maybe I had begged. Yes, I needed something real. Knocked me down a peg. Pretending I was trying. Wasn't bringing much success. Couldn't see that I was blessed. Yes, I needed help to turn around. Ooh, now I'm gonna walk through the fire. My feet down on the coast. Freedom's in the fire. Let it take me higher and free my soul. Not resist the
call that came was real for sure. Nothing I could miss. Needed to choose life over being right and in control. Had to let go, have faith, trust, and hope to take me home.
FM and AM 1710. The beautiful music of Mark Caron, who you've never heard before, but he's a big deal in the world of rock, playing with Bob Weir, Grateful Dead, Dave Mason, Delaney Bramlett, oh my God, Huey Lewis, Paul Carrick, Jesse Colin Young.
He is the band.
And Mark and Taya get to hang out, and so does Rich. I bet you Rich is going to enjoy that experience as well.
We're all excited. We're all very excited to have Mark and Taya come out to the Alpaca Barn. It's going to be a great evening.
Now, in the past, you've done Meeting of Acoustic Minds at Oddfellows Hall here in Half Moon Bay, and then over in Redwood City.
Absolutely.
Do you think you'll keep it at Alpaca for a while now as you produce?
Yeah, I'll
kind
of rotate it. I was looking at the series. I had done maybe 10, 12 of these over the years, all getting better and better every time. And I wanted to progress the Meeting of Acoustic Minds off the coast side. So we did the one in Redwood City. I would love to push it up in Marin, up in the city. You know, I know there's venues that would entertain this really well. And certainly I do want to keep it in the rotation with local Oddfellows here and Oddfellows in Redwood City. Fantastic venues, both of them.
And back to Second Harvest Food Bank for just one second before we say goodbye. A little bit goes a long way with them. You can give them $40-$50. It'll feed a family of four for a week.
Exactly. They're very efficient with their money. And obviously it's a great cause. You want to see people be able to eat. Imagine that.
Marco Strava, love you. Thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Dale, thanks for a great interview as always.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. As Christians become more active in politics, they must remember to elevate principles above party loyalty. Perhaps the best illustration of this comes from the life of Founding Father Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence who served in the presidential administrations of John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison, each of whom was from a different political party. When Benjamin Rush was asked of his personal party affiliation, he responded, "I've been alternately called an aristocrat and a Democrat. I am neither. I am a Christocrat. I believe all power will fail of producing order and happiness in the hands of man. He alone who created and redeemed man is qualified to govern him." Like Benjamin Rush, we too must remain Christocrats, regardless of our personal party affiliation.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.